Well, yes. Let's ask him. Let's welcome him to the show. Brian Campbell, Blackhawks defenseman, joins us now on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brian, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Just going to head to practice here and get ready for a good skate, get ready for the game tomorrow.
Short shifts, put the puck in deep and hit them. They don't like that.
Okay, that's good.
All right, let me get right to my Packers. I got a Packers tie-in question for you, Brian Campbell, because the one of the analysts for the Blackhawks, you know Steve Conroy, of course, he compared or was hopefully trying to compare your Blackhawks this year to the Green Bay Packers of this year, to where the Packers sort of stumbled along for a lot of the season, had a lot of injuries, had a lot of stuff that they had to go through, but then they finally got themselves back together, squeaked into the playoffs, and went all the way. Any chance that the Blackhawks can be like the Green Bay Packers of this year?
Definitely. I think we do have a championship makeup. And, you know, I feel, yeah, we struggle at times. I feel we're starting to come on. We're starting to play better hockey now. And, you know, anything can happen to the playoffs. I don't think we're a team that, you know, hopefully we can get a fifth seed or maybe even a fourth seed, but I don't think teams up top are just saying, oh, we'd love to play the Blackhawks first round. So, you know, we feel we have a good mix and we can do something.
One of the teams you'll be chasing down for that fourth seed, if you're thinking that big, is Phoenix. You play them tomorrow, and part of a stretch against Western Conference teams where, now I hate the NHL's math, I hate the whole loser point idea, but you got to win these things in regulation. You got to get the 2 points. You got to beat the Western Conference teams in regulations to really climb up a very crowded playoff ladder, it seems to me. I have no idea if you guys talk about that, do it in regulation in the locker room. Is there any conversation about just 60 minutes? We don't need overtime here?
Nah. You know what? Your goal is to win a hockey game, and yeah, it is to play it and do it, you know, during regulation, but it's not something, you know, it's, I think it's more at the end if you beat a team in regulation. I know when we won the other night in Nashville, it's like at the end of the game, you're like, yeah, good thing we did it that in regulation time. I think it's something you look at after the fact. It's not something that you concentrate on, you know, during the game or before. The goal is to win the hockey game before. So, you know, that's a thing. We're going to be chasing down a team like Phoenix. I think they're, 4 points ahead of us, and I think we have a game in hand too. So it, you know, it's a big game. We don't have to use that game in hand coming up tomorrow. And I know they struggled last night, so you know it's a big opportunity for us to gain a little bit of ground. And plus, we go to Phoenix in a few weeks and play them there. So there's points with not using any games in hand that are possibilities for us.
Actually, you are 5 points behind, and you got 2 games in hand on them. You're only 1 win behind them, and the Tampa Bay just went in there and blew them up big time, blew them up real good. Brian Campbell, Blackhawks defenseman, joins us.
And Brian, your GM Stan Bowman has really made it no secret, hearing a lot about the desire to add another defenseman, maybe a penalty killing type of defenseman too. Has the loss of like a Brent Sopel meant that much? And is it sort of symbolic of all that the Blackhawks lost as far as depth heading into this season?
Well, you lose different players. You know, you're going to have areas where you feel you need to upgrade you know, I think it's, you know, people are put into new roles. Some can accept them and do them. And I do feel our penalty kill has been better as of late. In the last probably, 15 games, maybe 20 games at the start of the season, it struggled pretty bad there, and that was not a strong point for us. But, you know, we can't rely on what Stan Bowman's going to do. He has a job to do, and he's going to do a great job for us. So it's not like we're sitting there saying, oh, you know, we're going to get help in that category. We're capable of doing that right now. And, you know, maybe we have to show him, and I think we've shown him better progress at that lately, but we need to continue to do that.
Brian Campbell joined us, Blackhawks defenseman. We're Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brian, the fans can come out and see you're raising money again for your charity, Campbell for Kids. So why don't you tell people about it? I think it's a great opportunity for our listeners to come out and see you and get their picture taken and autographs. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's just we've teamed up with State Street Barber. So, you know, today you can go in and get a haircut for, I think it's a haircut, shave, and probably whatever else they give you for $51. And I'm going to be at the one on Webster and Racine right there pretty much. And I'm going to go there after practice and get my haircut. And you know, they want to team up with us, and it's been great. And our event was so much success. We raised a ton of money, and we can't wait to present those checks to Autism Speaks and the Beard School in the next few weeks here.
You did a terrific job. It's noticed throughout the city. I know you had a big poker tournament. How come you never invite Daniel Negreanu? That's a Canadian guy. Ooh. And Negreanu was on to Kane and Taves 3-4 years ago. I remember talking to him about it. He loved you guys. He loved the Hawks. Why don't you bring out someone like that and put a bounty on him in your tournament?
Yeah, there has been talks, and his name has gone up there. And, you know, it's been something that we probably do need to reach out to even more people like that and give it a shot. They may come, they may not, but you never know if you're not asking. So, you know, it's a great point, and I know he's a big hockey fan.
Now, Phil Hellmuth isn't, but I want him to come and get knocked out and throw a fit, and then I want John Scott to stand up and plaster his bratty little butt. Hey, we were talking about playing better and how you're playing. With you guys started the year, and you were not the tape-to-tape, do things at top speed. I mean, that was the mark of last year's team. You could make plays at top speed. Great teams do that. Great players do that. And you guys did everything so fast and went tape-to-tape last year, and it wasn't there this year. Part of it was a change in personnel and getting to know them. And I watch the Sharp, Taves, Kane line, and they can do that. Sometimes I think it's detrimental to everybody else thinking, hey, that looks like fun. I want to do that. Well, you're not Taves, Kane, Sharp. You can't do that. Has there been a change? Has there been an acceptance of what kind of team you are? You're not dump and chase, but have you settled on a style that the whole team is comfortable playing?
Well, you got to know who you're playing with and who you're playing against at all times. And I think that's the first thing that, you know, we need to realize, and that sometimes we haven't realized. And I feel we're a great cycle team, and that's our strength, and that's what we've been concentrated on. And that's even going with, you know, Kane and Taves and Sharp, is getting pucks deep and making sure, and then, you know, going to work in the offensive zone by getting to pucks first. So we've done a better job of that. We've limited our turnovers at the offensive blue line, which, you know, for us defensemen, we hate, because it's we're trying to get up in the play, and all of a sudden they're coming back at us, and it's just it's tough. And I think we just had better puck management is probably the word that I'll use, and that's you know, it's knowing, you know, the situations and making smarter plays with the puck and not trying to go down and score every shift, because obviously that's not going to happen. And usually when you're always trying to score, it ends up in your own net. So, you know, better all around effort that way with the puck.
Talking with Brian Campbell, Blackhawks defenseman. He'll be at State Street Barbers or Racine in Webster from 1 to 3 today after Blackhawks practice. And, you got him right now on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a lot, Brian, made recently of Jonathan Taves' talking to in between periods.
Yeah, you're going to get laryngitis.
You know, recently, several occasions, I suppose, from what we've heard. Is that something that you think has been needed for this team, and has it provided some sort of good anger for the team as well? Have Taves' talks helped you guys?
Well, I don't know. I think these talks have been blown a little bit out of proportion. I'm the biggest Jonathan Taves fan ever, and he's probably been the best leader that I've ever had in my 12-13-year career, and it's all been, you know, how he prepares, and sometimes he says stuff in the locker room, but, you know, I think it is a collective. He does need help, and other players do say stuff and don't say stuff. You know, I don't know if it's been a tirade or, you know, it's him speaking along with a few other people, so... you know, when Jonathan speaks, definitely the dress room has, you know, he has our full attention. So, you know, it's, I don't think there's been a tirade. I think you guys, if everybody was in the locker room, which, you know, we like to keep things in the locker room as much as we can and not have everybody know about it. You know, you'd see, you know, what kind of influence he has or anybody else that speaks. And there's a lot of other guys that speak as well.
Brian Campbell joins us. Before we let you go, Brian, I got one more question about the way you're playing. Are you guys encouraged more, or how often are you defensemen coached, encouraged, told, suggested, look for the home run pass, look for the stretch pass? Has that changed from last year?
No, our game plan is the same thing pretty much as last year. A few tweaks, depends who we're playing, that we'll always use. But, you know, obviously we'd love to make a lot more short passes and have them more accurate on the tape and get moving up the ice. If it's there, it's there. But we're not encouraged in any way to make, you know, the long plays. And a lot of times, you know, they are intercepted and not working.
Brian, we wish you good luck. Make the playoffs. You can wear the, instead of, on your beard, you can have wear the team nobody wants to play. That'd be a good way. Go scare some teams, would you?
Yeah, I like to do that a lot. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. And big game tomorrow. So thanks for everything, guys.
All right. Hi, and fans can catch you again at the State Street Barbers, Racine and Webster today from 1 to 3. Get cut for Campbell for Kids. You got to change that name. You got to work on that. But it's a good cause.
Perfect. Thanks for everything, guys.
All right. Thank you. Brian Campbell, Blackhawks defenseman, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Having a great defenseman's season. He's not scoring a lot like everybody expects. He's still a one-man breakout play, and he's got the best plus-minus on the team, which surprised a lot of people. He's just playing as a guy who's contributing in the ways he can and should and needs his team. His team needs him to contribute.
And who would have thought that the answer would have been Brent Sopel at the end of the year, that he would be the most talked about lost player at this point in the season because he's of the not, almighty penalty killing. I know he's not
really.
Yeah, but
really, you know why. You know how that's
yeah,
a
tell me, Mr. Hockey.
That's a residual effect.
Yes.
If Brent Sopel goes out there in the static version of penalty killing, or even the active version where you're fighting in front of the net, which takes a lot out of you, you got to go into the corner, those are minutes that Campbell, Seabrook, Keith don't have to take up. They would be better rested at 5-on-5.
Yeah.
They would be better rested for the power play, which is terrific in the league already, first or second in the league. So these guys are fresher when they're not worried about killing penalties. They're worried about going on the attack. That's the reason you need a guy, a shot blocking, a Brent Sopel type. They really could use Brent Sopel, but they're not going to lose this season because
yeah,
they
know.
Don't have him.
I
but
know. It's amazing
effect,
how much his name has been thrown out there recently.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that
I mean,
kind of guy. The residual effect is you have a fresher top three defenseman of Campbell, Seabrook, and Keith because they're not worried about jostling and fighting guys in front of the net.
And we did have one report, it should be pointed out again too, that Seabrook and the Blackhawks may be close to some sort of extension, or at least working seriously.
Announcing
to get
it
that
soon.
Thing
5 years, right around $30 million. Yep. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back, we will discuss Bears. We'll discuss the combine, more positional. And Lovey got his extension, and Jerry's going to draft. Some things are inevitable. It's a shame. But we're going to go to Bob Laguerre, Daily Herald down in Indianapolis at the Combine, and we'll find out what they're thinking. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde next. We'll be talking football on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.